Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. The price of gold is up these days, and artisanal gold mining is on the rise. Some of this gold is mined by children and makes it into the international market. In places like Mali, the work can be toxic and even fatal. A new report from Human Rights Watch found children as young as six working in Mali's gold mines. Juliana Kippenberg is a researcher at Human Rights Watch and the author of the report. Juliana, what did you see when you visited Mali's gold mines?
We saw in many of the artisanal mining sites children working. They were really involved in all the different steps of the work process. So you would see small children, young boys around 5 or 6 years old, digging with pickaxes or even with their bare hands, shafts, then climbing into shafts and pulling out the ore, so the earth mixed with the gold, in buckets, which were very, very heavy. We also saw many children, mostly girls actually, doing the panning of the ore. Boys and girls were also crushing the ore. And then we saw also how they used mercury to mix it into the ore and create an amalgam out of mercury and gold and ultimately burn that. So they would usually give it to a trader, or sometimes they would do this themselves as well. Burn the amalgam over an open flame, which is very dangerous, extremely bad for your health because mercury is toxic.
And why are children working there? Why are there so many children working in these artisanal mines?
Often their parents are themselves very poor artisanal gold miners who don't make a lot of money from the gold that there are actually digging out of the earth. And so they send their children as well, and sometimes they go with their children. In other circumstances, children actually go by themselves and migrate even across countries in West Africa to go to different neighboring countries and work there in the mines. And many of these migrant children are exposed to a lot of different risks of abuse and exploitation. They might work for strangers or for relatives who actually keep all their money and really exploit them, or some of the girls also are sexually abused.
But the parents, in many cases, are working with them in these mines. And if you could explain what these mines look like, what are artisanal gold mines?
Artisanal gold mines are informally organized mines. They are not owned or run by a large industrial company. Rather, they are usually informally organized settings, or in some cases cooperatives, where people are organized in groups and work there with relatively low-tech methods to mine the gold. So there is little investment, no high-tech machinery to do the digging. And when you look at these artisanal mines, you really see in front of you just these large swaths of land with lots of small pits in them.
Mali's official figures put the amount of artisanally mined gold exported per year at around 4 tons, which is worth around, I think it's $218 million at current gold prices. Is that typical in West Africa? Is a lot of them, or throughout the world, is a lot of the mining in this informal sector?
Yes, in fact, 12% of the gold in the world is actually coming from artisanal gold mining. So it is a significant percentage. In West Africa, artisanal gold mining is very common. So most countries in West Africa, like Guinea, Senegal, Burkina Faso, and many other neighboring countries of Mali, have also artisanal gold mining. And in all of those countries also, children are a significant proportion of the workforce. It is estimated that it's usually between 10 and 20%.
And mercury poisoning or the use of mercury by these children is widespread there?
That's right. Mercury is basically the poor man's or poor child's way of mining, if you want. If you don't have a lot of training, a lot of money, and a lot of technical expertise, really the only way to separate gold out of the ore is to use mercury, to mix the mercury into the ore so that the mercury attracts the gold and ultimately then burn that amalgam to burn off the mercury. That is the method that is used in many, many artisanal gold mines around the world. So in Mali, we've seen this very frequently, that not only adult men and women, but also children are using mercury to do this process of gold mining. And also we've seen how many very small children, infants and toddlers, are exposed to the vapor because their mothers take them with them.
Did you see signs of illness among the children that you interviewed?
No. The problem with mercury is that even though it is very dangerous, you can actually not easily pick up and see how dangerous it is. It's a little bit like perhaps with smoking or alcohol, that sort of over the years you can actually have extremely serious serious health problems from it and even die from it. But it's not something that you will see change from one day to the next. So in order to diagnose mercury poisoning, you really need medical experts. And in Mali, for example, there is no government health strategy to address the threat of mercury. There are no mercury experts in the country. There hasn't been no studies to find out how serious the levels of mercury poisoning are. We just know from other countries that when children are mining in the way they do it in Mali, this will mean mercury intoxication for many of them. Mercury is a toxic substance that attacks the nervous system. It can lead to a whole range of conditions, including tremors, memory failure, ultimately heart and kidney problems, and even death. So mercury is very toxic, and particularly for children, because their systems are still developing, including their nervous system and their brain.
And how can governments like the Malian government regulate an industry or oversee an industry that is so informal, almost underground? What is their responsibility there?
Well, in terms of artisanal gold mining, what the government can do, it can formalize the sector. It can also help develop the sector. And the government in Mali is, I think, now trying to formalize the sector more and recognize its importance. So far, there's extremely little engagement by the government with the sector. On the local level, government officials and also traditional authorities sometimes make money from artisanal gold mining. They raise all sorts of taxes and fees from these artisanal gold mines. So they don't have an interest to go in there, address problems like mercury or child labor. They'd rather just benefit from this economy financially. And we see that in terms of the overall policy, you can see that the government has sort of let these things happen and allowed local government officials in a way to make money while not addressing the problems that we are seeing, the environmental impact, the health impact, the human rights impact, the impact on the children.
And the impact on the children, the issue of child labor, these kids are out of school, they're working very young. How does that affect the communities they're in, or how does that affect these children?
That's right. So many children who work in artisanal gold mining never go to school. We interviewed many children who told us that perhaps some other children in their family had been sent to school, but not them. Or sometimes they were from families where none of the children had been sent to school. One of the obstacles here are school fees. And the government should really make sure that there are no fees at all, given that its own law actually says that education is free of charge in Mali. The reality is different. While the school fees might seem small to an observer, an outsider, for local people who earn perhaps less than a dollar a day, the school fees are a huge obstacle and mean that families can't send all their children to school. I interviewed several women in one mining village who told me that they had to make these choices where they would send some of their children to school and others to the mine so that they could survive.
What did the children say to you about the work, and how do they feel about doing it?
Several children told me that they really didn't like this work. I remember one boy, probably about 6 years old. This child was going to school. He was in second grade. But at the same time, his father said, no, I really want to send him to the mine, so it's an educative experience for him. And he let him work during the holidays, on the weekends, and then other free periods at the mine. This boy, he told us that he really didn't like it at all. And once he had an accident, he dropped a big rock on his foot and he injured himself. And he even worked with mercury and he didn't like it.
And in Mali, what companies are buying this artisanal gold? Where is that gold going?
So what happens is in Mali, you have small traders in the mining areas that buy the gold there at the mines. And they trade it often through some middlemen up to the capital. And then in Bamako, you've got sort of larger national traders who sell most of the gold to the outside world, so they export. The two main destinations for the gold from Mali at the moment are Switzerland and the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, in particular Dubai. Let me tell you about two companies. One of them is Decafins, based in Switzerland, and this company has no proper due diligence procedure and is really lacking a mechanism to find out where the gold is coming from and whether it's been mined by children. On the other hand, we also have been in touch with a company called Kaloti International, which is based in Dubai, and they have actually stopped trading in gold since they learned about the Human Rights Watch findings. We would rather have them engage with the situation, but we are very happy to see that they're at least taking this issue seriously. In terms of consumers, they should just ask their retailers, their jeweler, what sort of procedures they have in place to know where this gold is coming from. There's also a new fair trade label that has been introduced just this year, and that is a promising prospect that there will actually be in the future at least a few businesses that will trade in gold that has been certified to include no gold that has been mined by children. So those fair trade standards, they include an insurance that the gold has not been mined by children. Of course, as we know, certification is difficult. At the same time, it's certainly a good approach. Also, I think, as a way to tell businesses, look, you can actually trade in a different way and do business in a different way that does respect children's rights.
That was Juliana Kippenberg, children's rights researcher at Human Rights Watch. Human Rights Watch has also looked at the gold mining industry in Papua New Guinea. And look out for an upcoming report on gold mining in India. You can find all of that on our website. That's hrw.org. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an international organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. You can find the Rights Watch podcast on our website or subscribe through iTunes. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.